Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I don't think this country can handle another celebrity divorce. I mean, look at what happened with the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial. That was rough. And then, you know, everything going on with the Kardashians. I don't even know which Kardashian is married now and who's divorced and who's broken up. But I am not ready. And I know I've made jokes about, you know, Tom Brady secretly being in love with me. But I really did not want to see Tom Brady go through a divorce. And it sounds like he and Gisele Bündchen are on their way towards that. They've hired divorce lawyers, reportedly, according to Page Six in New York Post. And I've noticed something's wrong because the Bucks lost the last couple games. I understand Mike Evans was suspended and, you know, he needs Mike Evans, but there's something not right. And I don't know if it's his finger. But Tom Brady does not. He's not looking like his same self. And a divorce in the middle of his final NFL season, although if he ends up divorcing her, he might continue. He might. I don't think he wants to leave football. But this is something that's fascinating in terms of, you know, we look at Tom Brady as the GOAT and he's godlike. I mean, you couldn't even imagine what, even though we've seen his house and we've seen him in his underwear, he just looks good. You know, we've seen his kids, we've seen his money, we've seen his Super Bowl rings. It blows your mind that he could be having marital issues very similar to you and I and what we go through, not together, but in general. And so when people were speculating, well, is it because she didn't want him to go back to football and he chose football? I mean, how many times do people have these sort of struggles with, well, this is what I want to do with my life. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, you know, and I think it's more. Apparently, allegedly, they had a big, huge blowout, and that is what ended it and said we're done, and they got separate homes. But they got young kids. They got kids. They have two together and then one from his previous relationship, yeah, I believe. Yeah, and so you really don't want to see this get drawn out and this, you know, affect the kids. And sadly, it can. They're going to try to keep it quiet, but there's no way for this to stay quiet because there's already rumors and, you know, you didn't see, you know, Gisele at the Bucks game in Miami and, you know, you see him, you know, not playing his best game. And so obviously, and, you know, there's a lot of money. People have a lot of money on the Bucks. I mean, I got money on the Bucks winning the Super Bowl. I did that last year. As soon as I heard that he was coming back, or last season, as soon as I heard he was coming back, I was like, oh, man. So, last thing I want is for him to be undergoing any sort of trauma. I don't want her to go through it well, and I definitely don't want the kids going through it. But they have a lot of properties. They're going to have to split up if this does go through, a lot of properties. Apparently, they have property in, I think, Boston and New York, and he's 45, she's 42. They have a $26 million property portfolio. And it could get messy. Brady's personal net worth went from $200 to $250 million in the last year. He's got a lot of endorsements with Under Armour and, you know, Subway and things like that. And people think she makes more than him from her work as a Victoria's Secret supermodel. But what's very interesting is I could tell something was wrong when he wasn't in preseason. You know, they said, well, he was on The Masked Singer. I knew something was wrong when I started to see Tom Brady in all these commercials. I think there's been some issues for a while. Maybe not only with the marriage, but there's something going on. Because a lot of football players, yeah, they, you know, like Pizza Pizza, you see Matt Stafford now do the Pizza Pizza commercials. Which, by the way, he didn't do that well yesterday against the Rams, against the 49ers. You know, Garoppolo, he did a Subway commercial, a quick one, and he looked as handsome as ever, but he's kind of gotten back into the swing of things. I think starting to move and going to endorsements. Look at Marshawn Lynch. Remember with Subway, do you want to go pro like Marshawn? I want to go pro like Marshawn. And then now, you know, he was up for a DUI in Vegas. I'm not sure what's happening there. But when I start seeing celebrities, Serena Williams, she was all of a sudden in all these commercials. Now she's about to retire from sports. It's a move that a lot of people make, and they should, because there's money, and these are sports heroes, and people love to see them and love to watch, you know, where, you know, what happens and where they go with this. But I honestly, I didn't expect to see Tom Brady, you know, do some of these cheesy Subway commercials. Mahomes is younger, and Mahomes is, you know, the meatball dropped, like, I thought he never fumbles, you know, and you know, and he does the progressive, and, you know, Mahomes is making some good money, and I love the commercials with him in it, but he's younger. A middle-aged guy like Tom Brady, knowing the gimmicks, you know, it's interesting that he's going down that path, unless either he's leaving or there's going to be a change in his portfolio or something's up. So I've just noticed a Tom Brady change. Yeah, I mean, he left the Patriots. That was interesting. You were with the Patriots this whole time. You and Belichick were, you know, like Bert and Ernie. What happened there? So I it'll be interesting to see Tom Brady's next phase, and I don't really know if I'm going to be included in it because, you know, I'm still a happily married woman. So I doubt he's going to, you know, date me, but I doubt I'll date him. I don't know. I mean, if he's not that good a player, do I want him? I mean, if he's causing the Bucks to lose, if he's not, you know, doing what he's supposed to, goat or no goat, you know, you need to be at the top of your game if you're going to date me. But I, you know, Godspeed to these two. They got young kids. They are one of the most, again, another Hollywood power couple. And I just kind of get the feeling when I see these little bits of news that this is going to be ugly, and this is, and I don't want it to be. I wish divorces, if it is going to happen, I hope they don't. But if it does happen, you know, you want it to be, look, you know, this is what we'll do with the kids, this is what we'll do with the house, 50-50. And it doesn't seem to go that way. It seems to, you know, it just, and I, maybe it's because the lawyers get involved. You know, maybe it's because if it was that simple, the lawyers couldn't get more billable hours. So they go, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? And then it steps up. I don't know what the answer is, but I just hope it goes simple. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Francis asks, has anyone ever died from the COVID vaccine? If so, how did they die? So that's it's a fantastic question. The answer is yes. People have allegedly died from the COVID vaccine. In terms of what the exact cause was, is not very easily identified on the CDC website. So the CDC writes on the subject, the reports of death after COVID-19 vaccine is rare. They say the FDA requires healthcare providers to report any death after COVID-19 vaccination to VAERS, even if it's unclear whether the vaccine was the cause. Reports of adverse events to VAERS following vaccination, including deaths, do not necessarily mean that a vaccine caused a health problem. So they kind of reiterate that the number they're about to give us is still a very, very low number in comparison. But it's still, one death to me is too many. So they report that they got 16,727 preliminary reports of death among people. They say that comes to 0.0027% among the 619 million doses of COVID vaccines that were administered between December 14th and September of 2020 and December 28th of 2022, so last week. They said CDC and FDA clinicians review reports of death to VAERS, including death certificates, autopsy, and medical records. There is continued monitoring, has identified 9 deaths from the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccination. These 9 deaths, it seems like though that number has not risen. And I think the reason why is because once we had that in the United States, I think there was a big hesitancy towards using it. So we didn't get that many more, but I am kind of interested in how that number hasn't changed since early 2021. So when you look at the 16,727 preliminary reports, what could they have died of? Well, one thing that they do talk about is anaphylaxis. They talk about thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, which we'll talk about, Guillain-Barré, myocarditis, pericarditis. But one thing that was interesting, which we don't hear about, and I don't know if it's because the media is not covering it or if it's because it's just not happening, but originally with the vaccine rollout, we heard of people collapsing. And some of them, we don't know if it was their heart stopping. We don't know if it was an arrhythmia. And we talked about this a lot on the show. We talked about, you know, how there could be a, you know, abnormal rhythm that could be induced. These like there was a man in his 40s. He was in a facility, and he had died within his first 2 weeks of COVID dose. But then again, he was in a facility, so did he have other medical issues? There was a 78-year-old woman from Pomona, California. She lost consciousness in the observation area. Again, she ended up dying, but it wasn't considered allergic. She did have a history of heart disease, so they don't know if that was related, but that was within minutes of the vaccine. So we can't necessarily say it was the mRNA, but it could be a component in there. There was a New Jersey man that had been in his 70s. He collapsed 25 minutes after receiving his COVID vaccine, died later that day. Death was not ruled vaccine related. Not sure what his cause of death eventually was. There was Tim Zook, an x-ray technician from South Coast Global Medical Center in Santa Ana. He was 60 years old when he died, 2 days after receiving his second Pfizer COVID vaccine. We talked about that OB-GYN, one of the first deaths. He was 56 years old when he started to get these small dots on his extremities or petechiae, which is a sign of easy bleeding. He went into thrombocytopenia, and with the thrombocytopenia, he had low platelets, eventually had a hemorrhagic stroke, and died. So when somebody does die and have an event, it's very, very difficult from a vaccine standpoint. And trust me, us doctors, we want to know. Yeah, because we have parents and we have patients we want to educate them on the risks and benefits, and we need to reassure if there is a safety issue or alert if there's not. So we want to know. But the problem is, and this is why it's so frustrating, and when parents, you know, call me going, look, you know, I want to know more about the risk factors. I want to know, you know, how do I know we're not getting the whole scoop? Well, that's what COVID did. What was so fascinating with COVID was when we had social media and Twitter, and we had an ability for people to go, hey, guys, I know you're probably not hearing about this in the news, but this is what just happened to me. Now it became misinformation. Now, you also could have had people who lied, saying, you know what, I'm so mad I got the vaccine, I'm going to say things so that my other coworkers, you know, get freaked out, and then they tell the boss, and they, you know. So there's, it's really hard to see if somebody's lying or not. From a medical standpoint, if somebody has a heart attack You know, my father died of a heart attack. If he had gotten a vaccine 2 days prior, would it have been the vaccine? Or, you know, he died of a heart attack because he had diabetes and he had a massive coronary. I don't know. Now, he didn't, you know, this was years ago. There wasn't a vaccine. But was it an argument with my mom? Was it a nightmare? You know, what happened right before? And so sometimes it's almost impossible, with the exception of, you know, trauma or cancer or something more obvious. But when you have someone who dies unexpectedly, expectedly being, you know, terminal or in an accident, but unexpectedly by they were healthy, what happened? How do we know? I mean, my father was interesting. My family was just shocked that my dad died of a heart attack. And I'm like, why are you shocked? He didn't want to go to the doctor. He had high cholesterol. He had diabetes. He didn't eat well. He didn't smoke. I mean, his cholesterol wasn't that high. His diabetes wasn't that bad. He did take his medication. But, he wasn't the healthiest man. And he wouldn't, you know, get his regular screenings done. And so I wasn't shocked. But my father didn't want to go to the doctor. So everybody in the family thought that he was healthy the day he died. So that's another thing that starts to complicate matters. And I'm not saying this for or against vaccines, but when we're trying to figure out if somebody died, from a medication or a pharmaceutical or a vaccine, and the family goes, he had no health problems. The question I always ask is, when was the last time he had a physical? What did that physical look like? What did the EKG look like? Sometimes you have doctors or medical providers that miss an abnormal EKG. But then again, that doesn't really console people or reassure them, because if they're like, well, how do I know I'm not a ticking time bomb and the vaccine isn't going to put me over the edge? Now, one is, if any of you think you're ticking time bombs, please get into your medical provider. So I don't necessarily have, and I don't even think the CDC has, what each of these people actually died of. Was it that they went into cardiac arrest? Was it that they had a heart attack? Was it that they went into anaphylaxis? Was it that they went into thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome? They say it's rare and related to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They say it occurred in 4 cases per 1 million doses. And I don't, again, have data on the Moderna and Pfizer. Guillain-Barré is a disorder where your body's immune system damages nerve cells, causes muscle weakness, paralysis. It basically attacks your immune system, attacks your nervous system. That can happen not only with an infection, but with a vaccine. And so they found increased risk with Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but no increased risk with Pfizer or Moderna. And then, of course, the myocarditis with the heart inflammation. I don't think we have a death rate associated with that. Most of those cases resolve. So, I'm honest with you guys. I'm not going to lie. If the CDC says people can die, you know, from the vaccine, they can. It's a low, 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 low percentage. And when people ask, you know, radio hosts have been like, why did you get the vaccine? Why did you get the vaccine? And I'm like, well, because I really hated having COVID. And when the vaccine and natural immunity didn't work, I'm like, I just want to shave off a couple days. I want to just minimize it the best I can, because getting COVID despite being vaccinated and despite having had it in the past, that sucked. And so I got it. I also got it so then I could tell you guys what the side effects are. I mean, here I am. I'm talking about the vaccine. I'm being very objective about it, pros and cons. I think it gives me better insight having had it, so I could at least tell you guys what happened to me. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Oil production is set to be cut. The decline will come out to roughly 2 million barrels a day after a decision by OPEC. The announcement comes as gas prices are on the rise in the United States after weeks of declines. AAA saying the national average price is now $3.83 a gallon. It was sitting at $3.76 just a week ago. Voters believe Republicans are better suited at dealing with crime and immigration issues. A new Reuters Ipsos poll finds 40% of registered voters believe the GOP party is best suited to deal with immigration compared to 32% who say Democrats. On crime, 39% of voters give the edge to Republicans. President Biden is in Florida surveying the damage caused by Hurricane Ian. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you who bought Twitter when it sank earlier this year, you're noticing it jumped about 12% in the last day. Why? Because it looks like Elon Musk is going to be moving forward. The stock market, and oh man, I tell you, it is, I think it's up now about 700-800 points. I'm having trouble reading it. It's, I think NASDAQ's up about 286. But Elon Musk, going back to Twitter, is proposing going ahead and taking over at the full price of $44 billion. The actually trading, they said, is halted after shares soared by 13%. Why did you halt it? Let it go up. Let it go up. Don't halt it. Okay, we need it to go up. So he now is proposing to buy Twitter at his original offer of $54.20 a share. After trying to back out of the deal before because he was worried about the bots and the spam accounts and all the other BS that happens. So the share's price just skyrocketed by 13%. See, I don't know how you're able to halt. That's interesting how that all happens. I mean, the rest of the stock market's going on. Let it go up. What's going on here? Musk's original offer in April was to buy the company for $44 billion, which was 38% more than what the market said it was worth at the time. But after months of back and forth, he tried to say, wait a second, I need you guys to be transparent on what's going on with the spam and what's going on with the fake accounts. And I got to tell you, I definitely have issues with Twitter and the shadow banning and things like that. And if they think you're going to be posting something conservative, it's funny, anything I do for sports will get out there, but anything I do talking about the vaccine or whatever, nobody sees it. It blows unless you actively look. So Tuesday's proposal signals that he is moving forward. Not sure what caused him to change his mind, but if he does own the company, apparently we're talking this will happen in days. Now, Elon Musk's friend Ari Emanuel apparently urged Twitter to come to a settlement with him. He's a Hollywood titan, and he recently contacted Egon Durban, who's a member of Twitter's board, urging him to end the dispute. And Emanuel is friends with both Musk and Durbin. So apparently there's a little bit of a moderating. But basically, April 2nd, that's when Musk announced that he owns 9.2% of the company. He's the largest single shareholder. Then he offers to take Twitter private at $54.20 a share. Twitter accepts his offer within the 2 weeks. Musk then sells $8 billion in Tesla shares to finance the deal. Now, let me see what Tesla's doing as a result of this, because Tesla sank. Tesla's up about 1.3% now, so, yeah, oh well. So, then Musk said Twitter's deal's on hold because he wants to review the bot accounts. I mean, if you're buying this because there's X amount of accounts, you find out a whole bunch is fake, then you might change your purchase price. Musk then gets sued by Twitter for stock manipulation. Musk then says July 8th, he's backing out. Twitter sues, trying to force him to see it through. October 4th, Musk proposes again to go ahead with the deal at the original price, which is then today. So this little back and forth is, to me, I'm not really, a big fan of social media. I'm not a big fan of, this whole, computer back and forth, stock manipulation, whatever happens. But I am a fan of Elon Musk trying to fix some of the problems we have with the social media giant and banning certain people and picking and choosing. Like Putin had a Twitter account. I think one of the tweets was about, how he's, meeting the Belarus president. And, of course, they were, at the time talking about invading Ukraine. And, they're posting from the president of Russia's office his tweets moving forward with a war that has now been found to cause, genocide and graves and trafficking and all sorts of other things, yet Trump is banned and Putin's not. And so if Elon Musk, asks for some, clarity and is able to make sure that, free speech isn't censored, or it's not just all about a witch hunt against conservatives, that could be actually pretty cool. It could change how social media is. And also, we have elections coming up. And it's amazing how much control these companies have. A lot of conservative radio hosts have reached out to me saying, why doesn't Twitter verify us? They'll verify somebody with one-hundredth the number of followers, and that, you know, works at a liberal station, but, and I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. I don't know what their algorithm is. Why are some people with a single show verified and other people who are nationally syndicated, I'm not verified? Yeah, they say I don't qualify. How? It just doesn't make sense. You have other doctors. They're just doctors. Just doctors, huge. But I mean, they're not a doctor and in the media. They're not a doctor and, an author. They get verified. So it just doesn't make sense. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I'm just glad that the stock market is up. I mean, we're going to be talking about in a little bit, you know, recession fears and you know, what's happening with our money. But let me see if I could get the latest. I don't know how to get the latest. Anyway, so but they're coming back, so we're pretty happy about that. We have a very tumultuous next few weeks. The elections are coming up. The midterms are coming up in, what, we have 35 days. Tons of key races. I'm in Nevada. You guys are asking about what's going on with Adam Laxalt and Catherine Cortez Masto or our governor's race, Governor Sisolak versus Lombardo. We have also, also one House seat that I think is up for grabs, Representative Dina Titus, who's Democrat, against Mark Robertson, who's Republican. And you know, I could just tell you it's tight. In my neck of the woods, it's tight. And the North is usually more conservative than the South. The South usually votes for Democrat, the North more conservative, but the South is bigger. The South is more populous. And the South has a lot of unions. And there's been reports of I haven't seen the buses, but there's been reports that when it's voting day, you know, work allows you off work to vote, and they'll take you there. And my patient said they basically give you a list of who they want you to vote for. Now, I don't know if that still happens, but it's, you know, so there's a, you know, the interest groups and the, And the people that kind of have their hand in it are very, very powerful. And so, you know, whatever happens, it's still going to be close. The GOP needs 5 seats to win the majority of the House. But then again, it's going to be a slim majority. You know, I love the idea of bipartisan bills, and I love the idea of bipartisanship. I don't like where it's just, you know, all one-sided, but we also notice that when you do have a very, very split Congress, and boy, is the country split in half right now. You know, it is harder to get things done. And then it takes coaxing, and it takes promising, and it takes, you know, and then like the Affordable Care Act, I don't know what the hell was in the bill, but there was things that had nothing to do with health care in the bill. Why is that? So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, this is going to be a long, what is 35 days, they're saying? 34? Man, can't come quick enough. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this summer, most of us thought we, you know, hit the recession mark based on definition. And in fact, 97% of CEOs surveyed in an August survey felt we were already in a recession. Now we have another survey that CNN is reporting, saying the majority of CEOs feel that the U.S. economy is going into a recession. 91% feel that way in the next 12 months, and only 34% think it's going to be short and mild. The rest think it's going to be long, and that we're going to have uncertainty over the next few years. So when you have, you know, CEOs and people who are hopefully not in politics that actually know business and run businesses say, guys, this is happening, you know, it would be nice for our government to, you know, acknowledge it and make some changes. Now, I am very, I play devil's advocate. I see both sides. Australia is about to go into a recession. They're trying to stave that off. The economy's contracting in China, Europe. All right. I am not blaming Biden for the recession that the whole world is going to see. We're all going to be going into a recession. But there are some things Biden can do to stave this off and repair some of the mistakes that might have been made. And so if I was President Biden's team, and honestly, I think some of them really need, you know, their job duties re-explained to them, because I don't know what the hell is happening with his teleprompter or his speech writing. I mean, you got a president who struggles and needs a lot of help from his support staff. You guys need to be stepping it up. But what I would do is have a much different attitude towards what's happening. And I would start with a speech saying, guys, Australia is about to face a recession. UK, China, if not already. No doubt the U.S. is in for a long run. I mean, just put that out there. The other countries are dealing with it too. It's not that he single-handedly just put America into a recession. He did do some things that I disagree with economy-wise, but, you know, put out there, look, this is what we're going to see. There's going to be a worldwide recession. Due to COVID, war, people not wanting to go to work, because it's very interesting. You know, France, UK, they're having similar issues with people who got to work from home not coming back to work. They're having similar issues with things being more expensive. So he needs to want to lay out there that this is what's happening in the world. But what the U.S. is going to do is stave it off, or we are going to have a much less severe recession than other countries. Now, why? What are we going to do as the U.S., which other countries can then follow? This is Biden's moment to be a leader. This is Biden's moment to shine as the world is on the verge of economic collapse. Show the world what America is going to do. Now, instead, we're still getting a lot of spending. We're still getting a lot of name calling. We're incorrect names, and I mean, but what Biden needs to do, and I hope his staff is listening, is today or tomorrow, come up with common sense things that we do during a recession. So first and foremost, what kind of put us here? Well, one was the spending. We printed money. We had high inflation. Now things cost so much. Gas is going back up. So one is allow us to do what we used to do to bring down gas prices. Number two, when it comes to the concept that he said, pay your workers more. Well, we knew once you pay workers more, then prices go up. So do this. Give tax breaks to the employers to offset what they're doing. If employers don't raise their prices per se, and they do give extra benefits to their employees, offer tax breaks, cut their tax rate, limit the amount of taxes that these guys are paying. In the meantime, you know, make sure you're getting the money that's owed. If any countries owe us money, get that money. If there's, you know, so that's a whole other subject. I love my college students, and I want to make sure they don't get charged by colleges. But if you're going to provide debt relief, get the colleges to pay that off. And then, again, get the rest of the student loans get that money back into the system, even if you have to have the colleges help pay for it. But they need to, you know, we also need to look at, as we're going to be seeing more unemployment, look at the numbers coming in. We need to do something about the border. We're promising jobs. We're promising an amazing lifestyle. And we're about to hit things hard. Do something about the border. There's so many things Biden could do right now that can save. Don't raise taxes. You could do tax incentives. You could do tax breaks, you know, instead. But don't be raising taxes. Don't be penalizing. And a big thing you could do is fight crime. The more crime we have, I'm in stores, and I see rows of plastic and things locked up. So these stores, so people don't shoplift, now have things, that's costing money, that's costing the price to go up. Stores have to hire security guards. You gotta deal with the crime. If you don't deal with the crime, that's also gonna screw with the economy. So what Biden could do is turn this around, and again, he still has 2 more years in office. So he has some room to go. And he could fight crime. He could put a stop to millions of people coming in that, and I understand people need asylum and I want to be there to help them, but let's have some control. We also want to stop our young people from dying. That doesn't help. The opioid deaths and the fentanyl deaths, we have tens of thousands of people dying each year, hundreds of thousands. Now, address that as well. Address our healthcare system. If you have sick individuals, that's also going to hurt the economy. Stop wasteful spending. Some of the stupid stuff that's put it, stop that wasteful spending. And if Biden does these things and he limits the interest rate going up, I know there's a lot of debate on that. He doesn't put all this pressure on employers to spend more on labor, because that then turns around and causes more rates to go up. We could stave off, we could slow things down. We are going to be in a recession, and he needs to be honest with that. Just like with alcohol and you know drug abuse, the first way to recover, the first step of recovery is admitting there's a problem. Get up there and admit there's a problem and say, hey guys, okay, I know we could sit here and say we're not in a recession, so it looks good for the midterms, but we're honest with you. We promise transparency with this administration, we're gonna be honest with you. All right, we are heading into a recession, just like Australia, just like countries in Europe, just like China, just like possibly most of the world. So what are we going to do? Well, we are going to lead the pack on how to get out of this recession. Okay, we're not going to do lockdowns. We're not going to do mandates. We're not going to fire people. Okay, we're going to, you know, with all this spending and all that money we did, we're going to slow down on the spending. We understand the value of the dollar has dropped. But this spending is not going to go to the IRS. It's going to go to, it's going to go to things that are going to, you know, be more productive, help the economy, and, you know, yeah, definitely not the IRS. We're not going to make government bigger, but we're going to use the money we spent, and boy, did we spend a lot, and there's a lot of unused money and money that was stolen by fraud. We are going to get that money back, and we are going to put that into the economy. We're going to try to bring up the value of the dollar. And we're going to the small business owners, who are the backbone of the economy. We're not going to strap them with telling them to pay their workers, you know, twice as much as they did a couple years ago. It's not reasonable without helping them. And maybe giving them tax incentives, helping them with some of their other costs, their rent, etc. So there's a lot of things Biden could do. And when CEOs are like, we're going to be in this for a long haul, okay, we don't have to panic. Let's start preparing. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.